episode 22 of the Sports Blizzard. Do I have only Pops hanging out to my right? Wearing orange. I love the orange. It's my favorite color.
Thank you.
With the aviator sunglasses. He's looking like a mobster. He's working for the Secret Service. One of the two. Across with me, the super genius himself, 15-year NFL vet, Philadelphia Eagle great, Hollis Thomas is here.
Good evening. How are things going?
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, man.
Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. I've heard rumors that we may be getting a couple calls from Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see about that, and hope you'll be able to hear our show, because they did the show in Costa Rica yesterday, and they had some audio problems. Even though I texted and Facebooked them about what the issues were, nobody wanted to fix him.
Oh, wow.
If that was me doing a show, Quimby would be calling me, dude, you need to fix that. What's wrong with you? You got to get on that, blah, blah, blah. But he's still on vacation. And before we get into the Sports Blizzard, I want to thank all our lovely sponsors. Miller Lite. We love Miller Lite. If you're not drinking a Miller Lite, Yards Brewery right here in Northern Liberties. Stateside Vodka Distilled right here in Fishtown. By the way, you can get all those lovely libations at the Green Legion tailgate next Thursday, Xfinity, 10 to 2 o'clock. And you can still sign up on greenlegion.com.
So yes, I will be there.
Yes, Hollis Thomas is going to be there. Pops, are you going to be there?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's cooler to hang out with Pops and Hollis. Pops is looking cool tonight.
That's the Phillies?
Yeah, that's the Phillies. Phillies tailgate.
Just keep in mind, if you see me with something with a P on, that stand for Pops.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see. I hear you. So there you go. There's another added bonus. The one, the only Philadelphia Eagles great, Hollis Thomas, will be hanging out with us. So go to greenlegion.com, sign up. But there's already 250 people signed up for that. So make sure you come on down. Bucks County Baseball Company, our boy, I always forget Mr. McVay's first name.
Mike McVay.
And if you want to buy a vehicle, get a hold of Quimby, email him, he will get you in touch with him, because he's moved on to another great venture. When we find out what that venture is, we'll let you know. It's been a mystery, but we'll get that for you. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, and literally only, I feel like I said only during the winter, or only during the summer, is the one on Delaware Ave open.
Right.
But like 2 weeks, it's going to be open. Which is phenomenal. Happy spring, by the way, everybody.
Yes, it's currently spring.
And
yes.
the sun, it's the sun's still out.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
Thing.
And of course, Delisle's. We love Delisle's. Tonight is Entertainer of the Year.
Entertainer of the Year.
A little bit too busy for us to go, but there are rumblings that Hollis Thomas and myself may make an appearance next week after the show.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta confirm that with Hollis, but there's rumblings. So we might be there by next week. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus, Maniac Sports and Social Club, and of course our boy Ken Davies, all the City Fitness locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. The Flyers are out of the playoffs. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
Or they're close to out of the playoffs.
Yeah. It's like, they're 6 points out?
Yeah, because I think Columbus lost yesterday.
Right.
Okay.
So they're still only 6 points out. The Columbus just doesn't want to kill them. They want to keep them in until the last possible second.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How many games left?
I got to look this up. I want to say they only have like 10 games left.
Oh, okay.
10 or 11. It's not many. They don't have many games left.
Yeah, so anything is possible.
Yeah, but they keep losing.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, they lost last night. What was it, 3-2?
3-1, I think. 3-1. They lost to the Canadiens.
They finally scored.
In the point system,
they finally scored.
Does their point
count? No, the only time a point counts is if they tie. If they tie and they go into overtime.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If they go into overtime, they get a point and they get two if they win, right?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So they can make up those 6 points if they beat somebody by six or?
No.
They have to, the Columbus Blue Jackets have to keep losing and we have to keep winning.
Okay.
But they could have made up 2 points last night
yeah.
And only been down four, but Columbus lost.
And if they'd won, yeah.
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 Yeah. Did you watch it? Did you watch the Sixers last night?
I did.
It's pretty good. Riveting, huh?
Riveting, but I wish they would have blown him out.
But
it's always close with Charlotte.
I was going to say, I don't expect him to blow him out without Embiid.
I love Kemba Walker too.
I like Kemba Walker too, but I don't expect him to blow him out without Embiid.
Yeah, Kemba Walker gives them fits.
Yeah, I think Kemba Walker gives everybody fits.
Yeah, but them in particular.
Yeah. But you know what? It was something up with their coach because they kept taking him out. He took him out with
he had three fouls early.
Yeah, 3 fouls early. But then when he got his fourth one, it was like late in the game. So you might as well leave him out there if you're trying to win a damn game.
Yeah.
Was that in the fourth quarter he got his fourth
foul?
Yeah. One to try to save him towards the end. sorry about that. So the Sixers are playing tonight against Boston. Is it a 2.5 point line? I think that's what the line is.
The Sixers of Boston?
Yeah, Sixers of Boston
Boston's
tonight.
Favorite?
No, Sixers are favored.
Oh, yeah.
But the only thing I'm hesitant about is coming off a back to back.
Right.
And all the guys play a lot of minutes, but Joel Embiid's is rested.
Yeah.
They have to, listen, like Pop said, I want them to win, but Pop says I don't think they can. And he's right. He should say, I don't think they can, because they haven't proven they can beat him yet.
Yeah. The reason I said it about at this point in time is because they've won 5 in a row. And you figured the game last night was, ridiculous, like you mentioned earlier, was ridiculously close, close.
It was too close for comfort.
You know, maybe they were overlooking him. You know, looking to get to this game.
You think they was overlooking him? Well, you know what? It was last night was kind of too close for comfort, because I felt like at a certain point we should have took that game over and just been killing them.
Yeah.
But we missed too many shots. We had too many turnovers, and we just let them sit in the game too long. That's something we cannot do in the playoffs. Because in the playoffs, you let a team stick around like that, and they're going to kick your ass.
Well, the discipline part is hurting them a lot with the turnovers. It was like that last year. It was like that this year.
Although the last 6-7 games, they've been playing better.
Okay.
And I think they're 7-1 or 6-1 when the whole team's together.
Right.
Okay.
Which is a plus.
Yeah, real good.
But they have tonight. Granted, I know it's a game in March, and right. I understand.
No, but you see,
they got to win.
No, yeah, but it's still. You know what? I like these games because it's still a barometer of what's going on. You get that barometer because you need these barometers basically because this team hasn't been together for that long. So you need these types of games to put their ass to the grinder to make sure, you know, to see what they're doing in a pressure packed situation and see how the continuity is going.
Yeah. And looking at it, it's like they only have 4 games left after that.
Right.
And they are against Atlanta, Orlando, Brooklyn, and Minnesota.
You talking about us? What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
How many games do we? No, we got.
Wait. I'm sorry.
No, we have 12 games left.
Yeah, 12 games.
Yeah, only 12. Yeah, the only tough one might be that Milwaukee game.
Yeah, but Milwaukee twice, may not even need to play it.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Yeah, because it'll be April 4th.
I saw there's a small chance that they go on a long streak, and because I think Toronto's 4 games in front of them.
Right.
So there's a small chance if they go on a long streak and Toronto loses, they could be number 2. Probably not.
It doesn't really matter against
but
Toronto.
But the other thing is tonight
they
is also big.
Toronto.
Huh? Yeah.
They still have to play
Toronto.
Yeah, and but you can get home court.
Yeah, but I don't like Toronto. I don't like us against Toronto.
No.
This early.
No. But the thing with the Celtics tonight, if they win, that's 3 games ahead of the Celtics. They have 12 to play, which is huge.
Yeah.
If you lose tonight, it's a 2-game swing. So you'll want to. I just want to see they have tonight. They have to come out
right
and just play ball to the wall the first couple minutes. I know they're tired. Listen, I get it. You played a back to back. I know it's not easy, but this is a big game. You got to come out to the wall.
Well, not only that, cut down on the motherfucking turnovers. I'm getting sick and tired of this shit. It's like you see
how many they have last night.
Probably 20. They average 20. They average 20 plus a game. And you can't have that in the fucking playoffs talking about winning the championship.
No. So. You can't turn it over in any sport.
No, you really can't. I think every sport, only baseball, you can't even turn it over in hockey or soccer. You turn it over in those two sports and you're going to get scolded on.
Yeah. You can't do it. I don't know what their turnovers were.
Yeah.
Last night. But you're right. You can't do it.
Right.
But there's just, Embiid's got to go off tonight.
They only had 7.
That's good. Fantastic.
Yeah, but they let them stay in the game, though. Offensive rebounds, though.
Well, when you're missing your stud center.
Yeah.
They gave up 10.
But you know what?
They actually got a rebound by 2. It was 44-46.
Yeah, but you know what? I was pissed off at. It was some loose ball situations. That felt like guys who were coming off the bench. And we didn't have that much bench going. I think we had, 14
points from one guy.
From one guy.
Who's the guy? Scott, the other guy.
Scott went scoreless for 14 minutes?
What's the name at 14 points? The guy we got from Houston.
Ennis, yeah. It was an interesting game just, you know, to watch and see. But it's like, when they don't have Embiid, it seems like they struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Not really,
against certain squads.
I mean, he gets a lot of the credit.
No. Against certain squads, they struggle. And it's not because it's offense, it's because it's defense. Cause man, if you watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause they be letting people just blow by them. Yeah.
They lost to Chicago. It was like.
Yeah, they just letting people blow by their ass. It's like, he's playing that bad.
Durant and Dunk.
Who's checking him? That bad motherfucker? Nobody.
Oh my God. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Walked in the motherfucking lane.
I was like, and they fouled him. Like, come on.
Fouled him and hacked him. That has to do with continuity too, knowing your players and actually communication. So,
yeah,
I just want to see them come out. Cause in my opinion, man for man, they're a better team than Boston. I'm not talking about the bench. I'm talking about their starting five.
Well, they start, better team. But you have to have a bench. You have to have those people to compliment you. And see what's been happening to us early on. He hasn't trusted the other people that we got to play.
Yeah.
So your starters are tired as fuck at the end of the game.
And I don't think they are. Man for man, I don't see it.
What?
I don't see it.
Okay, let's go through this.
You
want
to go through man for man?
The man for
man. They got Kyrie. They have Gordon Howard. Okay. They have Jason Tatum. They have Rozier.
Yeah.
You want to keep going?
It's fine.
Starting five.
But he's a bench guy. Morris a bench guy?
No, the twin is a starter.
Go for starter for starter. They don't have a guy better than Embiid. Their center's not better.
Horford be kicking his ass though every time.
Well, I think that's a head thing.
You got head my ass.
Irvin, who are you taking?
In that situation, given what I saw, until he kicks his ass, I got to go with Horford because it's like you can't. It's like you can go off the ifs and ifs and buts all you want to. Ifs and buts was candy nuts.
And we also these guys together are the highest scoring five but in
against,
the league, averaging 111
points against a game. But against Boston, what the fuck happens?
They've only played them once with this team.
They don't matter. Did they lose?
They lost.
They
lost.
That means that they haven't got over the
fucking up. Said it best. Itself. There's no rivalry.
There's no rivalry.
They keep kicking our butt.
They keep kicking our ass. Man, ain't no rivalry.
No, you're right. It's not a rivalry. Just like Joe said, it's not a rivalry.
Yeah. Their starting five is Irving, Tatum, Morris, Horford, and Brown. I don't really see.
Oh, stop. after Kyrie Irving.
Brown's a beast.
After Kyrie Irving and who, name the other four guys?
Gordon Howard.
Gordon Howard. After that, please.
Jason Tatum.
We got
fleeced on that. 100% we did.
And Brown.
100% we did.
And Brown. Brown
is having
he's having a so-so year, but it seems like every time they play us, the motherfuckers turn into fucking superstars.
We have four legitimate all-stars. They don't.
But we get our ass kicked.
They don't.
What do you mean they don't?
They do.
Tobias Harris would have been an all-star in the Eastern Conference this year because he's out in the West.
No, you said legitimate.
Legitimate.
He's legitimate.
He's not legitimate. He didn't become one. We don't work off the futuristic what if shit.
Put me in my place.
I'm not gonna go to the Philly shit. But I saw Scott Kingery bat. You see, I turned the camera on your ass.
Dude, we're gonna do every Phillies game when Kingery's in, when he plays, I'm gonna text. I'm gonna text you back
because I like the kid, but I think that they put too much undue pressure on him, and the fact that they won't send him down, they're coddling him. They're putting him in a catch-22 situation where he's the fucking teacher's pet. Well, you the fucking teacher's pet? Why do you think every star fucking mentions him? Why do you think that? Because he's a young guy that he should have went through what everybody else young went through. Even if it meant sending him down so he had more at bats to put somebody else in there that was productive. You don't coddle anybody. You're going to fuck him up for life.
I don't think they coddled him.
They are coddling
him. How did they coddle him?
When he was in that slump. He's still in the fucking slump. He wasn't in the season right now.
Damn.
He's still in that slump. I mean, he should have sent him down.
I got to see what his numbers are.
They're shitty.
It's early.
Last year in spring training, he was housing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
He was handling business.
So maybe it's good that he's not playing well.
No.
Cause spring training don't mean shit.
It don't mean shit.
But in the first half
of the season, he was kicking ass still. And then he just went into a slump and has yet to come fucking out.
I'm Googling Scott
Kingery. You can Google him all the fuck you want.
Kingery's numbers right now.
Yeah.
Spring training numbers.
Like, where the hell did that come from?
I know.
I figure we're getting the Phillies on the other side, but me and Hollis just see red.
Well, no, I like Scott Kingery, but I don't like the fact that they're coddling him.
Not me. Get him out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Get him the fuck out of here.
You've been listening to the Sports Blizzard. I'm talking on my Facebook. I'm on Facebook Live. Sports Blizzard. My arm is starting to hurt. That's Robbie.
You should get an intern.
That's Pops.
Yeah.
This has been real. I'm going to post this. Thank y'all for listening. Peace out.
Real quick, before we go to our first break, I just want to bring up the Scott Kingery.
Yeah.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Infield. Let me see here. Give me a second. Infield, Scott Kingery.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Kingery, there he is. Okay, you're going to give me 2019 stats.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have him in
there. They don't have him in there.
Damn it.
Why would they?
Well,
he might not have any.
I know he got a hit, I think,
This weekend he
the
did.
Fact,
I was
of, the fact, the of fact which, that you have to think fucking about it.
Speaking of which,
well, he's not a starter either, which is
Bryce Harper, he got a couple of hits, didn't he?
He
but
did.
That, but that was in a minor league, right?
No, he got hit yesterday. Okay, let's back up. You know what? Save the Harper stuff because I'm gonna school you on the baseball stuff.
Okay.
I'm gonna school, but we're gonna take our, well, I gotta find a song to play. God, I hate it in my bed here. Well, I had songs queued up and now suddenly they just disappeared. So we're gonna take a quick one song break. We'll be back with a sports blizzard.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully this works. Oh, I really messed up fading that. Back to the sports blizzard.
Yeah.
And the second half of the program. But I want to do it so I don't forget. And by the way, big shout out to Pops for formatting the show today. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you.
I want to thank all our sponsors, Miller Lite, Yards Brewery and Northern Liberties, Stateside Vodka Distilled right here in Fishtown. Like I said at the top of the show, you can enjoy all these fine beverages and great food items. 1100 Social at Xfinity Live next Thursday, the Green Legion tailgate for the Phillies, 10 to 2 o'clock. You can sign up at greenlegion.com. You should come anyway to hang out, but Pops is going to be there.
Yeah.
And some guy named Hollis Thomas is going to be hanging out with the Philadelphia Eagles. Great. So that alone is enough to come hang out with Hollis and his brother because, like I said, his brother sometimes is cooler than Hollis. So you might want to hang out with Pops. Pops might be signing autographs. If he's wearing those aviators, he'll look like he's like someone special security wearing those aviators. Or a mobster, one of the two.
Mobster.
Our boy Mike McVeigh, if you want to buy a vehicle, get a hold of Quimby. He'll hook you up with Mike because, like I said, we don't know what venture he's moved on to, but call Quimby, email him, he'll be able to help you. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, except the one on Delaware Ave, which opens up in the spring, which it is the spring, so hopefully in the next 2 weeks, Delaware Ave, Cavanaugh's will be open. I'll be able to go to my mug night. I love their mug night at Cavanaugh's.
Well, you bring your own mug and they fill it up for you?
Yeah, you buy a mug from them, and on, I forget what day it is, if you bring the mug, dollar beers.
Woo.
Can't beat that.
You can't beat it with a
beer. Actually, we got to see, we did a one or two remotes there. We got to see if we can get back to doing that because it's always a good time. Delilah's, we love Delilah's. Entertainer of the Year happening tonight, and it's always a good time. Go hang out. And hopefully we'll be there next week because I haven't been there in quite some time. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus, Manioc Sports and Social Club, of course, all in Manioc. All the City Fitness locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market. So we got onto a baseball tangent because we were talking about Scott Kingery. I guess should we go right into you want to talk about Trout or you want to talk about how Harper's doing in spring training? What do you guys want to tackle first?
It's up to you. You're the magistrate.
Well, we started off with talking about
Scott Kingery.
Yeah, so we can
just continue talking about spring. Just talk about spring training, and we'll do the back end of the Trout fiasco.
Harper had another hit yesterday, which is good.
Also, which is good.
And like I said, he needs, like he said, about 48 bats.
48 bats.
He's probably had 15, 20, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by the end of the week he'll have his 40 at bats. He'll be ready to go. And if you see his timing's coming back, and anyone that hasn't played baseball, if you haven't seen major league pitching, you know, in 2 months, whatever it is, it's hard to. It takes a little while to kind of get back in your rhythm.
Right.
So he's getting back in the rhythm, and he'll be
but
ready
just,
to go.
It's just, but it's just like with anything. It's like it's kind of like even if you go like you probably haven't ridden a bike in a while.
Nah.
And so it's like when you first get back on the bike, you get on it, and then once you get comfortable, it's, better yet, skating, roller skating. If you know, you know how to roller skate. Mm-hmm. You know how to roller skate. We use a skate, right?
Yeah.
So it's like getting those roller skates. You probably have to, you got to get out there and then get on edge a little bit. It's just like anything. Yeah, it's a little scary.
That's a little scary. You don't just get on those and
just get on those and go for broke.
Possibly fall.
You don't want to be a victim of circumstance.
Maybe break some or be like,
No.
I'm falling and can't get up.
No. The thing is, especially if you're at a rink, if you fall in front of everybody wants to see a big dog fall. Cause it's nothing but humor. I still think about to this day, my sister falling down the steps, Maxine, because the way Malcolm and Carolyn described it, talking about she wouldn't just let herself fall. She was snatching pictures and shit off the wall.
I'm right. I'm pulling everything down with me.
And she's fighting to fall. So, and then one of my partners, we had, there's one of Bobby Taylor's cousins. We were drinking one night. We was at Bobby's house. Yeah. And all you hear is like somebody, it seemed like two dudes was fighting in the stairwell and he was fighting to fall. It's just like shower prison sex. You can kick and scream all you want to, but it's going to happen.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know about shower prison sex. I've never been in prison.
That's what I heard.
All right. Shower. I never thought when I got up this morning that I'd hear shower prison sex.
No,
I just didn't think it would happen. With the Phillies, I guess we have on their notes here, Harper projections. Before we get to the Trout thing, which I'm going to blow up about.
Okay.
I'm going to be conservative, and I like him that he's going to hit 40 home runs. I think he can hit more in this line, but he's going to walk over 100 times. Okay. Pops, what do you think?
I say maybe, low 30 home runs, maybe, about 100 RBIs.
If he hits 30 home runs, I'm going to lose it.
Why?
In this lineup, with all the protection he has,
I mean, but that's what you talking about, Reese?
Harper.
Harper,
but that's what I think he averages about 30,
I'm gonna say 35 or 38 between 35 and 38 and that's pretty much because I think they'll walk him a lot. He's not. What you have to look at is he's there to protect Reese. I expect Reese to get a bunch of them, but I expect them to combine their numbers because in that slot right there, normally if you don't have nobody to protect you, they're gonna So it's like somebody's gonna explode with at least 40 homers. Put it that way.
I don't know
who it is, but only because of the lineup because you can't pitch around a bunch of people and you're gonna have to walk at first base ain't open. You're not gonna walk.
So
anybody.
You think he's gonna just explode on the scene for like 40 plus or something?
My conservative is 40.
Oh, who? Harper?
Harper.
Why would you say that? I mean, his career high is 42?
In a shitty lineup.
Okay.
I don't think he's ever been in a good lineup in Washington.
I'm saying 35 and 38 because it's going to be a good lineup, but I feel like he's going to get walked more times than not.
You could be right. You could be right.
But if you couple that with that and the possibility of him missing a few games, whether it be rest.
I don't think he's going to miss that many games.
He doesn't
miss that many games, does he?
So I almost threw open my mouth. They're showing the Celtics on TV. Sorry.
Oh,
Oh, they're showing old Sixers Celtics highlights, which I like a lot.
Oh, yeah. I like when Larry,
here comes. Oh, here we go. Oh yeah, I love it. Bang! Bang.
You see, it looked like Moses Malone was holding him. It looked like a street fight.
Sorry, those of you that aren't listening to us live, the Sixers are playing the Celtics and they're showing the highlights and we just, all of a sudden they showed the Sixers and the Celtics fighting, so we kind of got excited.
Oh,
they just showed Evan Turner.
Evan Turner. He sucks.
Mr. Deviated Septum himself.
You know, he's still reaping untold riches.
Good for him. God bless him.
Nothing wrong with it.
The Sixers and the Celtics are about to play.
And they are.
I can't wait to watch it again. That's one of the reasons the Rob V show will only be 30 minutes because we're doing a short version.
The short version.
Okay.
So I'm more up on Harper with home runs, but you guys are kind of in that between 35, 38.
Yeah.
Well, you're like 32, 33.
Yeah.
In that range.
30 to 35, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Two Phillies related topics. The first one. And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I know I agree with your counterpart, Mr. Angelo Cataldi, Hollis.
Mm-hmm.
Boo the shit out of Mike Trout. Here's why, and you guys can give me your opinions after I give you my opinion real quick. Mm-hmm. He obviously never wanted to come to Philadelphia. That was abundantly clear. And I also think that he doesn't want to win because the Angels haven't proven that they want to win. And he doesn't want the pressure of playing in Philadelphia. That's kind of my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I could right away in Anaheim, but nobody watched.
I have a question about your opinion. There's 430 million reasons for him not to come back.
That was everybody's opinion about Harper before he signed, too.
He was going to get it anyway.
No, but remember.
That was the same assessment about Harper.
Well, Harper, apparently he wasn't getting the offers that he thought he was going to get.
Just like the late, great Bernie Mac said, fuck that. Pay me. Yeah,
a sound drop. Pay me.
Yeah, not.
Fuck you, bitch. Pay me.
There's nothing to talk about when that type of money is offered at all.
There's nothing really to talk about. We can boo him all the fuck we want to.
Yeah.
I think he paid only $330 million
for the team.
Yeah. So we can boo him all the fuck we want to, but it's like, cause he on the other team. I'm gonna boo him regardless.
What was there to talk about? If anything, you could possibly blame Harper for, you know, subliminal shots, subliminal tampering.
Yeah, when he said those subliminal,
push to get him.
Yeah, when he said those subliminal tampers, he's like, oh, fuck this. We're going to show them something.
Yeah.
And you got $100 million most in the highest paid player in the MLB history.
And they showed you what they think of.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Up the ante. I mean, you can't.
I would go fucking play in Beirut for $430 million.
Beirut.
I'm just bullshitting, but you know what I mean.
Someone give me a check for $430 million.
$430 million.
Yeah, $430 million. How's gonna go play in Beirut?
Yeah, that's. I mean,
I'm not saying that he didn't take the money.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of money. I'm just saying that what it shows me is that he did not want to play in Philadelphia. Obviously.
I mean, shit. Would you?
But if I was a Phillies fan, yeah.
$430 million, I might have to disown my family. including this one.
Hey, if you I'd disown you for a lot less, Nick.
Yeah, see? Hey, you know what I mean? So, I mean, and that's blood.
This is blood. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't even know you. But,
And I get it. Everybody's.
Oh, we got
beautiful. You know it is.
I don't know who this is, but hello, you're on. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
We don't want to hear the fucking opinion of a professional athlete when it comes to a contract, you whore.
Hey, phones work in Costa Rica,
yes,
apparently.
Yes.
The proprietor of the Green Legion and the Sports Blizzard, even though I think I've done more than him recently, Quimby's on the phone. Hi.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
What are you guys doing?
Can you hear us in Costa Rica?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
I can hear shit yesterday on your broadcast, Dirt. I was like, damn. What the fuck? I was like, what the hell is this? I say, but y'all look like y'all was having an awesome time though.
You better believe it. It tastes so good once it's lips.
So it's like, but peep this though. I thought I was watching a silent movie with a black guy and a white guy. it looked like y'all was having an awesome time, Dirt.
Oh yeah. It's about time to come home. So, yeah. In 3 weeks, we'll be doing a show together again.
We've been keeping it warm for you, buddy.
Yeah.
I hear you, baby. I hear you. I keep looking at that studio waiting for Rob to clean the fucking tables before I come back.
he cleaned them. He be bitching and moaning about it, though. He's like, how the fuck is he going to call me all the way from Costa Rica? Talk about put some Windex on the tables.
So I'm a fucking journalist. I'm going into Tamarindo in a couple minutes.
You going to go to Tamarindo?
And I'll see you guys soon.
Okay, cool, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, you guys. We'll see you. Have a good one, man.
That was the extent of his phone call?
Yeah, he was just checking in, you know. He's going to Tamarindo. It's a oasis in Tamarindo.
Tamarindo.
He called in for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, Did a quick hit.
Tamarindo is like, it's the last place we were at, the last place. It's where I had the room on the beach.
You know why he called? He said he was waiting on you to put one decks on the table.
you were out to lunch there. He said he called because he's make sure your motherfucking ass clean these tables off.
I guess he won't find out who's going to be on the show next week. So sorry, Quimby. Sorry, you won't hear that because you'll be in Tamarindo, wherever he's at.
Telemundo, whatever the hell.
Say that 10 times. Real quick on back to the Mike Trout thing. I just think it showed that he didn't want to play here, right? Mm-hmm. Can we agree on that?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
He didn't want to play here.
No. Come on, that doesn't make.
I'm gonna say this.
Wait.
See, the thing about it is, I don't know if you remember. If you can rewind, I'm pretty sure you can find it. But you said the same shit about Bryce Harper before he signed here.
What?
That he didn't want to play here.
No.
So he couldn't handle the pressure. He couldn't take the pressure. He said if he didn't sign here.
He did sign here.
Well, I mean, you pretty much gave up on him after that second.
Oh, I did.
And it was
I thought he was gone.
You know, the Phillies did what they could or possibly could do. And that was basically the end of it. But you called him out on, well, you said the same thing. You echoed the same thing.
But here's the difference.
There's
a huge difference.
Nah.
He didn't want to play here. You act like if he, let's say hypothetically, right? Let's say he got hurt, Let's say he got hurt and he didn't sign the contract. You act like he would be a pauper. He still had 140 guaranteed. You're still good.
Right.
With 140 or 160 guaranteed. Yes, 430, awesome.
It's just like the Le'Veon Bell issue. Everybody's talking about where he left $14 million on the table and he didn't.
He left because he didn't want to play for the rapist, Ben Rosenbach.
Well, no, it's not that. It was a thing.
That guy's a scumbag.
True. If you look at the contract that offered him, he's getting the same thing.
Yeah.
He's actually getting more, but
he's getting more guaranteed money.
And it's minus one year
and more guaranteed money.
But I get as a running back in the NFL, you want guaranteed money.
Well, this is the thing, and I'll echo this to any player who plays in the NFL. If you put in that position and you're able to sit out that year because you're still young, because the franchise tag is for them to keep doing it.
Yes, it's the
average of the highest three players played at your position, but it's only 1 year. It's like you don't have the guarantee and stability. So you're out there, you're not finna run through a wall, basically. Basically, if you put the commitment into me, I will commit to you. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, especially after 2 years of you telling us and agreeing to do it, and then you pose a contract that wasn't as good as people put it out to be.
It's kind of like having a fling with a chick.
You don't know where it's going.
Yeah, you don't know where it's going. So you don't put your heart into it. And then she dumps you at the end of the 1 year because she said you're playing.
No. She don't dump you.
Yeah, just don't talk anymore.
You just so happen to run into her with another dude.
We don't even talk no more.
She has someone else sack across her forehead. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Your pops is on fire tonight, baby. I love it. I don't know. I'm pissed off.
With that, you think it with your heart and not with your mind.
Yeah, I think, and then if you look at it, it all boils down to what Bryce Harper said.
I think they were going to pay him anyway.
We never know that.
We're talking about a full season out.
I
know, that's what I'm saying. If Harper had to say nothing, I don't even think they would have offered it to him until the end of the season. And by that time, he could have known that the Phillies were willing to match that.
Yeah.
See, and it's
by then it's too late.
By then, but see, now that they came out, and he said, "Oh damn, they gave me $100 million more."
You're talking about the same, and we can't.
And we're not talking about. We're not talking about $100,000. Yeah. We're not.
We're talking about the $100 million. Albert Pujols, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now you have to admit though that he's under zero pressure playing there.
Yeah, but I think he's under.
I don't know that.
I think
nobody cares about Anaheim.
Nobody cares about Anaheim, but as a player, when you make that type
why
of...
Why not? They won many World Series as of lately as the Phillies have.
They won one, didn't they?
The Phillies...
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, so this is what it is. It's like, it's not that... He wasn't a part of the winning World Series,
right?
No.
No.
So it is pressure on him to bring another championship there. And it's probably more pressure because it's a small market. It's kind of like when you go play at San Antonio. You know San Antonio wins because they're a factory. But when you don't win, it's like a lot of pressure on you, especially if you're the centerpiece of that situation because they expect you to pull through.
Yeah.
And it might not be no pressure. It might not be, but it's pressure on yourself because you want to be the one to bring the title, that want that title because they're not contenders. Nobody considers them a contender.
Because they got Disneyland out there.
They got Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's like, as a player, you want to bring the attention back to you. You want it back to you.
House, here's what you need to do being a former Philadelphia Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go down to Novacare Complex.
Mm-hmm.
Go holler at your boy Carson Wentz, but Carson or the guys when you score a touchdown, don't give him the ball. Give it to someone next to him. He does not deserve, he doesn't deserve footballs anymore.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
That seat that he paid for.
That's fine, but the players aren't going to give him balls. The reason people were so excited.
Well, no, they know him. Just like, you can't be a dick like that.
Give him one of these. No, Carson won't do it because he's a God-fearing man.
Well, nah, but they,
give him
it's
a finger,
like,
but I'm
like,
give the ball to somebody
it's
else.
Like, but see that
that
goes against
with my boy because of you.
I know that goes against the man code. The man code is like if a man makes a business decision, you never fuck with that.
Yeah,
especially
you can advise
him,
especially
if it was like $1 or $2 million, or it was like a couple hundred thousand. Yeah, you can say something. $100 million, though? Come on, man.
Yes. And who's to say the Phillies would have offered that to him?
Yeah.
Oh, they would have. They got cash. Listen, I'm the minority. I'm not the minority. I'm the minority in this situation. I am. I'm the minority.
White Rob, baby.
White Rob.
No, he's back. He would have. What's the owner's name? Middleton.
John Middleton. Yeah.
He would have went and got him. He would have offered it.
Oh yeah. Because
he wants a title like nobody's fucking business. He's trying to build. I didn't think so at first because when we asked about. About free agency. He was talking about he got to go and spruce up the fucking Citizens Bank Park. I was like, how about you get somebody in there so we can put some people in there? So I think he's going to go get another hot star.
Well, I think he might have been talking about sprucing it up to make it more attractive.
Yeah, but you know how you make it more attractive? That's a fucking game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
but
got,
I mean,
they got
it's all,
already dude,
been
dude, dude,
the
dude.
Park, right?
I'm gonna take you to a game. They got a ball of ass spreader, just like all types of fucking food, dude. It ain't shit else you can do that. It's one of the best parks besides Busch Stadium.
Yeah,
it's one of the best parks in America.
And I haven't seen all the new. I know McFadden's. They ripped out.
They opened a new bar.
Shake Shack. I want to see all the different.
Dude, I'm just saying, you cannot do more than they already done. It's like they got a ball, dude. When we go to, we be over there in the NoCare booth. I be getting the chefs in the Diamond Club be bringing me up with delicious meals. Breakfast is like on fucking point, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
that I do love
so
that. Stadium.
So I won't be eating sunflower seeds.
No, the fuck no.
No,
no. Because then I get go. I was. I'm a bit of a prima donna. I like to be in the press box.
Yeah, we know.
Nothing wrong with that.
We know you're a prima donna. You're a man.
I'm a man. Look it up. Is it a Geneva convention? And I win.
Why do you not have a shirt that says I'm a man? He needs one. People out there.
We're working on it.
Same people that are making the yoga pants. Come on.
And we're going to get a shirt that says, a shirt and a hat that says, fuck Diaz.
I'm in.
Fuck Diaz.
Should I get a shirt that says White Rob? Yeah. Should I get a shirt that says White Rob?
You son of an onion?
Yeah. Oh, he's probably at the game.
I know he's at the fucking game.
Yeah. Who's that? World Be Free? No, who is that?
That is World Be Free.
Is that World Be Free ringing the bell?
Is World Be Free ringing the bell?
You couldn't get Dr. J for the Celtics game or Charles?
He's probably in the audience.
You know?
He wasn't going to get Charles, though.
Charles probably working on TNT.
He's working. Not tomorrow's. Because yesterday is players only night tonight. That's Thursday.
That's horrible.
No, that's Tuesday. It's Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it's tonight. That is the most horrible display of players just in general. Because it's like you hear the dude talking and you think somebody talking next to the camera in the audience.
They need to put Paul Pierce in there, too. He's the worst.
Yeah, he's horrible.
He's like the worst. Mm. I mean, reason being is because he keep reliving his career, but to me he wasn't that good. He just wasn't to me. I mean, it was like you are.
He didn't win a title, so what's his name went there?
Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. And Ray Allen.
Yeah.
They're the real people that started the
He couldn't win shit on
whole the super free team, yeah. frenzy crap.
Yeah.
Well, actually they weren't Houston did it one time. They got Clyde Drexler.
They weren't successful.
Then
they had already won a championship.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley ran over there, but he ran over there too late.
It's a year too late.
Yeah, too late. I know we were talking Sixers, but I want to go back to the Phillies real quick. I got to bring something up. They even gave Ike and Marks even gave me a shout out on my Twitter on the way down here because I was so pissed off. The Wall of Fame. Okay.
Come on, Abreu.
Bobby, I got into it with my buddy Steve Struss and Alex Donahue, who agreed with these people.
Wait, you saying that before you get to your rant? Bobby Abreu did more in fucking St. Louis than he did here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, granted, my buddy showed me the stats of Bobby Abreu. He batted like 300 for the Phillies. was an all-star. But let's back up. First of all, they said he was an all-star from like 2003 to 2007 when they sucked
ass.
And every team has to send one player to the All-Star game, okay?
Oh, one jackass.
He's showing me all these stats. Oh, he won a Golden Glove. I don't know how he won a Golden Glove because he was a shitty fielder. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, he wasn't clutch at all. These numbers he had were when the Phillies were up or down by 5 or 6 runs.
Man, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like Philip Rivers. Mm-hmm.
See, and I like Philip Rivers too.
I like Philip Rivers, but
you're right about him. You know why I like him? Because he always talking shit.
But that doesn't help. If you're down by fucking 40 and you got 300 yards passing.
I've been kicking your ass all day.
Like, no.
You play against Philip Rivers?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, he called me fat boy and I knocked the shit out of him.
did he call you fat boy before the play?
He said something like before the during one of the tackles I made on the running back, but him and Ryan Leaf, I kicked both of their ass.
Well, Ryan Leaf, Jesus. Yeah. I want to go through, so here's the lists. Now, Grant, this is fan voting. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the people you could have voted for to be on the Wall of Fame. Steve Bedrosian, Rich Doobie, Jim Fregosi, who I think should be over Bobby Abreu because he did take a team to a World Series.
You're right.
Gene Garber, Doug Glanville, Bake McBride, Placido Polanco, Scott Rolen, who I think was a really good player, even though everyone hated him. He should be over the Wall of Fame.
He should be on the Wall of Fame, but for the comment he made, he's going to
Manny
baseball.
Trejo.
He's going to baseball heaven.
Well, here's the thing, right? He said that because at the time.
Where was he going?
St. Louis.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing was that he was right, though, about the Phillies not wanting to spend money. He was right. Here's the thing. They shouldn't put people on the Wall of Fame every year.
No. I mean, and Bobby Abreu, didn't he even retire as a, what did he retire as?
I don't even know.
Probably a Cardinal.
Maybe a Yankee.
But here's the thing. He's not that good. There's so many guys that should be on the Wall of Fame.
I mean,
that aren't.
Anybody that pass up Doobie. You want to pass up a Doobie?
You pass up a Doobie?
But like, Curt Schilling should be on the Wall of Fame. Right. He's not.
He left, and he's a bit of a dirtbag now. But you have to think of it like this too. On those nights, you expect the people to come. You have to do the fan favorites until he endears himself from that video game shit or whatever the fuck he did and the Trump comments.
But I think just because I don't want to get into a political thing or whatever.
That's not even political.
But I don't care what he says. He should be in the Wall of Fame.
No, but you can't. But you're not
just like I
but
know
you're not
saying.
Understanding. It's kind of like when they canceled Pete Rose night.
Well, that was different because that was with an underage girl. That's unforgivable, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and, Kurt Schilling was talking about a 14-year-old talking about something when he was defending Donald Trump, when Donald Trump said she'd be my next ex-wife, a 14-year-old girl in 7 or 8 years. You don't defend that. And he was trying to defend it, and it sounded bad. And not only that, just a little shit.
Kurt Schilling, to be honest with you, was more notable, more known as a Red Sox.
And Arizona Diamondback.
More than any, Red
Sox. But he helped the Phillies get to that World Series.
I don't know him in passing because at the time when he was here, we was at the vet, we shared the locker room and stuff. So it was like, you see him in passing and stuff, and he was a cool dude, but like, you have to think if he had in another year or so, it would be cool to do Kurt Schilling because he shut the fuck up right now. But doing all the shit that he was doing, nobody's going to come to that night.
I'll tell you another guy.
Bobby Abreu?
I know, that's what I mean.
Did he die?
Is somebody else besides him going in?
No.
Oh shit, it ain't going to be nobody.
They shouldn't do it every year.
Is nobody going in there that night?
No. Well, no, people will go because the Phillies are going to be good. But everyone's going to go to get beers during the induction ceremony.
Yeah, during the induction ceremony. Oh, fuck you.
I'll tell you the other thing that they won't do this, but because, again, another guy should be on the Wall of Fame, but he won't get on because of his track record.
Who?
Is Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah.
But he won't.
But see, that's the same thing. I know, but that's the same thing as Kurt Schilling.
But again, I want to go on. Like, if they said we're going to have a Lenny Dykstra night, that place would definitely, people would want to see
be
Lenny.
Because Lenny's
done some bad shit, right?
Really?
But he's still one of my favorite Phillies of all time.
But you got to realize, though, the stuff he did, it was the epitome of Philadelphia. Regardless of what, let's put it out there. Like, certain athletes, like Donovan, he's not like us. Lenny Dykstra was. I was
still a Donovan guy. I love Donovan.
Right.
It's just some of the stuff he said, I was like, really?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But when you get to that point, he wasn't a Philly guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't like a Philadelphian. And Lenny Dykstra was.
But see, I will say this, and I don't know, I can't believe we're getting on Donovan. But in Donovan's defense, I think Donovan was a Philly guy because I think he was tough. And I go back to him throwing the 4 touchdowns on a broken leg. I don't care who the fuck you are. If you throw 4 touchdowns on a broken leg, you're a tough motherfucker.
Well, the problem
like
was
you
he,
are.
He tried to, I think he waited too late to speak his mind in peace.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, they,
at I the, mean, Hollis knows him better than anybody.
Yeah,
you know
waited,
what I mean?
He waited too late. Yeah.
And he waited too late. And that happened when he saw that Andy Reid was going to treat him just like everybody else.
Yeah.
That was when Andy Reid benched him for
Kevin Cobb,
corn on the cob.
Yeah,
it was
and horrible. Didn't even tell him.
Cobb played.
Well, that's
one,
not right.
Cobb played he one snap as a starter, got mauled by Clay Matthews.
But I mean, that's not Kevin's fault.
Hey, well, him sticking up his right. Yeah,
No. I mean, him getting a start. I mean, that's not his. For the coach that here, we're gonna give him a start.
I'm paid. So.
You know. Yeah, he'd get his bell rung. I want to get to something.
Okay.
Real quick, at the end of the show, it's on the notes here. Okay. Phil Martelli.
That was bad.
At St. Joe's,
24 years.
That athletic director. Fuck you.
Yeah.
24
that's
years.
Bullshit.
She's a rotten bitch.
Screw you. I didn't realize in the press release that said something like, it was the athletic program is like an institutional, it was some jargon she used about the basketball program.
She's like, we got it on the academic side, now we want it on the basketball side.
Yeah, and it's like,
she said we're taking our program, we want to take our program to the next level.
Oh wow.
We've done it on the academic side, the academic and the humane side, but now we want to take it on the athletic side.
And apparently,
on the court,
they didn't even tell him.
No,
this guy is an institution, not just at St. Joe's, in Philadelphia. That would be like John Chaney and just not telling John Chaney you fired him. Because that's the kind of person he is.
I would love to see that, though.
Yeah.
Well, John Chaney would go in. Well, it's a girl, she wouldn't do it. But if it was a guy, he'd go in and punch him in the face.
I don't know.
I mean, I love John Chaney.
He might put a hit out on him.
You're right. I know. But the thing is, okay, did St. Joe's win the last 2 or 3 years? No.
No.
They didn't. But that doesn't mean, and from what I heard, that doesn't mean you fire him. And I heard from other people, apparently they had a lot of injuries this year, and they have a good recruiting class. They could win the A-10 next year. And you just fire them?
Yeah. They're not going to win the A-10 next year.
Not now. No. Hell no. I hope all the recruits you got leave.
Yeah, I would.
If I, again, he wouldn't do it. If I was Jay Wright, I'd be like, I don't know if you want to do it, but you can be my assistant. He probably won't do it, but he, I hope he takes another job because he's a great coach.
I think he probably like, will chillax and stuff. You
know? He could.
Sounds like, 24 years is a long time. Yeah. Sounds like she's hiring, about to hire her cousin.
Right. And St. Joe's, it's not like you're going to win every year because you're not.
I mean, they haven't won in a while regardless.
Well,
I
they
mean,
made the tournament 2 years ago, I think, two or three years ago.
Yeah.
But they're a small program.
Right.
And you're going to fire them?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. No. But Temple losing last night does prove my point that Fran Duffy should have went. Fran Duffy, great guy, great coach. But I forget where I heard it. I don't know if your boy Ike said it. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I heard it. But it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Fran Duffy can't go and recruit in North Philly. Because he can't relate.
Right.
He like a guy that coached at Penn, and he's from the city. I'm not saying that. But Fran Duffy can't go to Chester or North Philly into these, you know, tough areas that have the good talent as, let's face it, you know, a white guy and can't relate to these guys. I'm not saying he's not a great guy and he couldn't help him and he hasn't helped people, but he can't go into a home and try to recruit these players where like a John Chaney could.
Yeah.
Right? Aaron McKee, I think, is going to do a fantastic job at Temple because I think he's going to be able to recruit.
Right.
He's a legend in North Philadelphia. He's a legend.
I know. I'm just saying,
I think he could, if he can keep that talent in North Philly, he could turn Temple around. Mm. But you saw last night that Temple wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And it was, but at least Temple gave Fran Duffy, listen, we're going to give you a year.
A good send off.
A good send off. Yeah. Didn't even do that to Phil Martelli.
No respects.
Not at all. And that was kind of like the Phillies did.
Charlie Manuel.
Yeah.
Well, they played him close.
Yes.
We could be here forever because I don't think Charlie was a great manager. Great hitting coach. I don't think he was a great manager.
Well, good luck.
Good luck. Did he go to two?
Oh, no, you're right. No, I hear you.
And they did that for Ryan Sandberg. He got an interview for 11 different GM jobs. Yeah. He was considered a god in the Chicago.
Slaw.
And they didn't hire him.
Slaw as a coach.
They didn't hire him.
You see when he resigned? He had on the same suit from the night before at the Cole Hamels Cole Hamels charity event.
He didn't care.
And they allowed him to cut
He's like, you know what?
After being down 15 games.
You know what? I quit.
Perfect.
I'm done. I mean, actually, talking about coaches, the guy I was hoping the Phillies were going to hire is still our third base coach, Dusty Watson. That's why I wanted the Phillies to hire.
Mm.
And listen, I thought they should have fired Charlie because they weren't playing well.
Why?
They weren't playing well. You need to change.
Okay, so you don't afford that man the end of the season to walk away?
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
You can't possibly.
It's kind of like, hold on, it's kind of like what they did down in Tampa Bay to Lovie Smith after he took to the playoffs.
Or Coughlin.
Because Dirk Cutter said he was
leaving. I got one better for you.
Because Dirk Cutter said he was leaving.
Or McAdoo?
McAdoo. Oh, they said they was leaving and they wanted them as their next successor. Yeah. Both of those franchises look like shit today.
Big time.
Both of them.
You know, I guess you guys have
Not only that, you have to look at it from a standpoint of Charlie Manuel is one of the greatest managers of the Phillies in history. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how is it that he don't get afforded
the opportunity to finish up?
I guess you have a point now that you put it that way.
Sense. Yeah, because
it's just one of those things of appreciation.
And then you replace him with a bum.
Yes. I mean,
he was a bum.
He interviewed for 11 different GM jobs before that.
Yep.
Before that, the Chicago Cubs, he was what? All-time greatest second baseman.
But see, the thing is, somebody told me this, is like, sometimes the all-time great players
don't make
great coaches because they think that you should just automatically get it like they did.
Right.
Instead of explaining stuff to you and teaching you and taking you through the steps that it takes to get you to the next level.
Yeah, like Dr. J said it best. I can't coach instincts.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Real quick, I want to make sure we get everything on our notes.
Okay.
So the Eagles, who did we sign? New signings this week?
The safety from Minnesota. I like him. I like him. I like him. That was a good thing to add depth to our safety position, so we didn't have. But I don't like the Darby signing. You get this.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, you give him $8.5 million, and he's been hurt both years. He's fucking been here.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful for him.
Now, if he's healthy, do you like him as? Would you want?
I like him as when he's healthy, but he's often hurt. He's like that Ferrari that the tires always got a slow leak in.
Yeah. And then the other thing with the Eagles is obviously what's the big hole running back?
Running back.
I heard a rumor about Blunt. I heard a rumor about that.
I don't know, but yeah. I do that's, like that. They're looking at the kid out of Alabama. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, but I want Blunt. I want him with somebody to compliment him. Cause I like
the kid out of Maryland.
I like him too. But I like the kid, the backup out of, Alabama because he's hungry.
Okay.
He's hungry as a motherfucker.
You know,
and he runs hard as fuck.
I'll tell you who I really like. I want to make sure I get.
And the kid out of Montgomery, out of Iowa State, he's a beast.
I want to make sure I get
his. He's going under the radar, but I think we got a chance to get there because I don't think he's going to get drafted in the top half of the draft.
Yeah, the Alabama back.
Yeah, Alabama back. Yeah,
good on those. Yeah.
Well, no, him. I like him because it's one of those things where like. It's like he was the backup, so he's still got something to prove. And the way he was brought, I like his story, the way he was brought up and stuff too.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those things where he's hungry, and that's what you want, a guy who wants to play football. It's a guy who wants to play football, who loves football, who's not out about the social media, who's not out about the dance and this shit. He wants to play football, he wants to win a title.
The guy that I love, and again, if you're looking to go in the fourth round, mm-hmm. whatever, and I'm not just saying it because he's low, because I watched him.
Yeah,
the Armstead kid from Temple.
I like him.
I like him a lot.
I like him a lot. If we draft two backs, it should be either the guy from Iowa State or Alabama and the kid from Temple.
I like that Hollis agrees with me. I know what I'm talking about.
No, he's a beast. I watched him. He's a beast.
And Temple's, you know, they've been putting out some good NFL players the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Very I just watched him play. I'm like, he runs tough.
Yeah, but
maybe get him in the fourth round.
It's like they can't keep a coach to save their fucking life, though. Well, everybody's using Temple as a fucking stepping stone.
Yeah, and they
I mean, it's better. I mean, it's better that way. I mean, before they were a laughing stock.
Right.
Oh, they were horrible.
Now they seem like they've surpassed the basketball team.
Yep.
Well, I wish they would get a stadium built, but the city won't let them build a stadium, though. They had land built, and the city's giving them crap about building the stadium. Don't you want to help them build a stadium to help build their program?
Yeah, their practice facility look good.
Yeah, they got a good practice. The other thing is with Temple, I guess it's hard to recruit because if you look at all these big programs, you know, the Alabamas, the you know, all the big ones, a lot of them have guys from Philly or the suburbs, but they want to leave. They don't want to go to Temple.
Yeah,
not at all.
There's usually two, three guys that are from Philly that are studs.
Yeah. And then it's they always go somewhere else, and it's all the prestige and stuff of the other big colleges.
Yeah.
And then, they're gonna pay you,
of course. and we've flown by here on the Sports Blizzard.
Yeah.
Pops, any final thoughts?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Hollis, any final thoughts?
Final thought of the day. Next week, next Thursday, right?
Yes.
Next Thursday, tailgating with the Tank, Green Legion. Pops, Rob V, Xfinity Live, what's the name of it? 1100
Social.
1100 Social.
Sign up on greenlegion.com.
Boom, in your face. Them the only thoughts I got.
I agree with
Sign up.
I agree with what Hollis just said, and we hope the Sixers, which they just tied the game.
Yeah.
So if you heard this
first
tomorrow.
Fucking quarter.
It's a start, though. We were down by a lot.
What a tie.
All right,
before I say something stupid, I'm going to sign off. This will do it for the
22nd. Whoa. You got to thank our sponsors.
We did our. Oh, you want to do it a third time?
Yeah, you got to pay the bills. Yeah,
for the record, on the run sheet,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it said sponsors a third time.
Okay,
but I'm going to go a third time.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to go a third time.
Well, you got to close out with it. You got to close out with our best foot forward so you know that we're pumping and we're not taking it for granted.
I want to thank all our sponsors. Like, Miller Lite.
Yes.
Yards Brewery, Northern Liberties.
Hell yeah.
Stateside Vodka distilled right here in Fishtown. All those
sweet,
tasty treats will be available at the tailgate next Thursday.
That's right.
Bucks County Baseball Company.
Right.
Our boy Mike McVeigh. If you need a car, get a hold of Quimby. He'll track him down.
Yeah.
All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, the one on Delaware Ave should be opening in the next couple weeks. Delilah's, we love Delilah's. They got their entertainer of the night tonight. Bourbon Blue, the Bayou and Cactus, the Manayunk Sports and Social Club, all the City Fitness location, our boy Ken Davies, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. And that'll do it for the 22nd edition of the Sports Blizzard. And we'll be back next week to hopefully foreshadow the Phillies home opener.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And make sure you go sign up on greenlegion.com for the tailgate.
Phillies home
opener
Eve.
Good night, everybody.